From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. It is Super Tuesday, and we have results in two of the contests. Earlier this afternoon, Mike Huckabee won all the Republican delegates at stake in West Virginia and that state's GOP convention. And a half hour ago, NPR projected that Barack Obama has won the Democratic primary in Georgia. The Republican contest in that state is still too close to call. NPR's Mara Liasson is here to talk about these early returns. And Mara, let's start in Georgia with this Democratic result. Not a surprise for Barack Obama to win there.
Not a surprise. State with a lot of African-American voters. But what we do know from the exit polls is that he increased his numbers, percentages among blacks and whites from how he did in South Carolina. He won South Carolina with 78% of the black vote. In Georgia, he won 86% of the black vote. That is big. So he won South Carolina 4-1. Black voters, Georgia, he won 6-1. He also did better among white voters, and that is extremely important for him. We already know that he can get black voters. We're wondering how well he can do among whites. In South Carolina, he got 24% of the white vote in a three-way race. Today, he got 54% of the white vote in a two-way race. That tells you a lot.
And that's been a big question about, with John Edwards out of the race, where do those voters go? And it seems part of the answer seems to be he's getting at least some of them.
Yes, wait a minute. I think I misspoke here. I think, okay, I'm seeing two different exits. 43% of the white vote, not 54, 43% mm-hmm. of the white vote. So he did quite well.
Let's talk also more about the result in West Virginia in the GOP convention. We mentioned that Mike Huckabee won that. This result has something to do with Mike Huckabee. It also has a lot to do with what's going on between Mitt Romney and John McCain. Tell us what happened.
Yes, it was really interesting. Of course, a caucus, in a convention caucus, which is what they had in West Virginia, there were two rounds of voting. And in the first round, nobody got a majority. Mike Huckabee had a little bit more than Mitt Romney, and McCain was third. So the McCain people made a deal on the second round, which is what happens in caucuses. And they threw all their support to Mike Huckabee in order to thwart Mitt Romney. And what you've seen throughout this campaign is that Huckabee and McCain are kind of tag-teaming in an anti-Romney alliance. And it almost seems like the only reason that Huckabee has stayed in the race, he has no chance of getting the nomination, is merely to thwart Romney in the South, where they're both competing for conservative voters.
Lots still to come tonight, Martha. This is going to be a very late night indeed. At 8 o'clock Eastern time, a lot of polls closing. Why don't you tick through some of the results we should be looking for tonight? And, of course, the big prize at the end, California, closing at 8 o'clock Pacific time.
Right. Well, in the 8 to 9 hour, which is what's coming up next, we've got a lot of states. Massachusetts is one we're looking at. Obviously, if McCain wins there, that's a very, very bad sign for Mitt Romney, which is his own state, and he's been leading in the polls there. I would say if Obama wins Massachusetts, that's a very bad sign for Hillary Rodham Clinton, because she's been way ahead in the polls there. We're really going to be looking at New York and New Jersey, where, believe it or not, in her home state of New York, Clinton has been spending a lot of money to get out the vote, which tells you she's a little worried. We're going to particularly be looking at exit polls in states like Arizona, Colorado, and New Mexico, which close between 8 and 9, to see whether Clinton's firewall among Hispanic voters is holding up. We're also going to be looking at the female vote in those states and others to see if Obama has been able to make some inroads. He's been trying very hard. He had a big rally in L.A. with Oprah Winfrey and Maria Shriver Schwarzenegger and Caroline Kennedy the other day. So we'll see if he can do better there.
Okay. NPR's Mara Liasson, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Melissa.